Welcome to Chapter 8 in the Service Marketing Series. Chapter 8 is about customer expectation of services. Now, in the previous chapter, the gap model, we discussed that there's always a gap between perception and reality because, as we've been discussing and emphasizing, service is intangible in nature. And you cannot really quantify and measure intangibles. You could add measurable parameters, performance KPIs, but service remains to be intangible, and hence perception and reality are seldom the same. So we'll talk about in this chapter, what is a customer expectation of services? So first of all, what does a customer expect? Now, a customer expectation rests on the customer ideas about a service which a customer has in mind. For example, if a customer walks into a quick service restaurant, for example, a McDonald's, they expect good food and to be served as quickly as possible. For example, they may order for a burger and fries and they would expect it to be delivered to them in less than 5 minutes. But the same customer, when they walk into a fine dine restaurant to enjoy a burger with fries, they may be willing and prepared to wait for even say 20 minutes or 30 minutes to get a burger and fries in a fine dine restaurant. But when ordering the same at a QSR like McDonald's, they may want the delivery to happen within 5 minutes. The same would happen with the kind of taste and the accompaniments that they would expect when they order the same burger and fries at a McDonald's to what they would order in a fine dine restaurant. So a customer expectation rests on the customer's ideas about a service, because the customer ideas of service for a QSR is very different from a customer ideas of service from a fine dine restaurant. Similarly, a customer walking to a doctor's individual clinic and a customer walking into a multi-specialty hospital to meet a physician, the entire idea about what he or she is about to experience is very different. The core remains the same. In the first example, it's burger and fries. In the second example, it's meeting a physician for a health checkup. The core service remains the same, but the customer idea about the service, the level of service, changes in both examples, between a QSR and a fine dine, a doctor's individual clinic to walking into a multi-specialty hospital. So it's this ideas of service, it's the customer's perception that drives the customer expectations. And in service business, it's important that you meet and you exceed the expectations of a customer. Now, customers want these expectations met in order for them to feel satisfied with their decision to purchase. So if McDonald's take 15 minutes to give them the burger and fries, the customer would feel dissatisfied because he walked in there to get a quick bite. He or she did not want to wait 15 minutes to get a burger and fries, which they expect the McDonald's outlet to serve in less than 5 minutes. So even the taste may be great, but they are dissatisfied even before the food is served, because the expectation was quick delivery when they walk into a QSR, a quick service restaurant. Hence, customer expectations matter. When these expectations are met or exceeded, the outcome is great service experience, customer loyalty, and increased revenue, not to forget referrals. So you need to create that experience, and for that, you need to understand what your customer expects. You need to quantify the perceptions of a customer. Quantify expectations of time, quantify expectations of quality, quantify expectations of price. The customer may not be very vocal, very clear about it. Their answers may be vague, ambiguous, but you have to, through your research, which we discussed in one of the chapters earlier, you'll have to quantify customer expectations and then set service delivery benchmarks for your team to achieve and exceed customer expectations. So let's look at factors that may influence customer expectations of service. First, professional drivers. Now, these drivers are those aspects which relate to the customer professional areas or which influence the customer expectations. For example, people coming from different walks of life would have different expectations of service quality. For example, somebody working for an airlines or somebody working for a plastic manufacturing factory. Now, they work in different service environments, different work environments. And those environments, the kind of people that they work with, the kind of daily service quality that they experience would influence their expectations from a service provider. One may be more lenient, more relaxed, one may be more demanding. So professional drivers, where you work, with whom you work, with whom you interact, the kind of environment that you are in, the kind of service that you experience every day, define your expectations from your service providers, from who serves you. Then we have personal drivers. These are those needs such as family, health, finance. These also determine customer expectations. So again, if I'm traveling solo, and if I'm traveling with my wife and kids, my expectations from a travel agency, from a beach resort, from a hotel, from a diner would be very different. These are personal drivers that are determining my expectations of service level. Again, the third one are values and principle drivers. Now, these are those factors that influence the customer's expectations, which relate to the values and principles which the customer has. For example, some people are pet friendly, some are not. So a person who owns a pet would expect maybe walk into a restaurant or a hotel that's pet friendly. If it is not, the customer would be dissatisfied. But somebody who doesn't own pets and is not very friendly with maybe dogs or cats or other pets, they don't care about a hotel or an office space or a mall to be pet friendly. They don't want them to be pet friendly because as a person, they're not pet friendly. They don't own pets. The other half, people who own pets, who want to move around with their pets, want pet friendly environment, want pet friendly hotels, pet friendly restaurants. So these are their personal values and they expect that quality, that delivery from the service provider. So professional drivers, personal drivers, values and principle drivers, these are factors that influence what a customer expects from a service provider. So what happens if you're able to exceed customer expectations? Quite simple, it's a no-brainer. First, exceeding customer expectations, meeting them regularly would create and enhance customer loyalty. The customer would feel good buying from you. The customer would feel happy subscribing to your service and they would want to come back and back. So they will keep buying from you. Then there will be repeat purchase because they keep coming back to you because they're happy. They're now loyal to your company. They know that as a company, you're able to understand what they expect and you're delivering more than what the customer expected to receive in returns of what they are paying for the service. And hence, that would result in increase in revenue and customer lifetime value. They keep on coming back to you. Your customer acquisition cost gets lower because the same customer is buying again and again. There's an increase in revenue and profitability as well. And that creates a differentiation in service delivery. Because your customers are happy, loyal, they keep coming back, they refer your business to their friends and family, they may post good things about you on, say, social media and consumer forums. So they become brand advocates and hence they create a differentiation for you from your competitors. Now, one thing to understand is that customer expectations evolve over time. Customer expectation and experience has a lot to do with an element of surprise. So you need to surprise your customer by delivering what they did not expect in a good way. For example, a customer who regularly goes out for a cup of tea, and if he comes to your cafe and you serve free cookies with every cup of tea, the customer for the first time would feel delighted that, wow, I ordered for tea and I get free cookies, which I don't get in other cafes. The second time, he would still feel the same. But as time progresses, the third, the fourth, the fifth time, getting free cookies, complimentary cookies with the cup of tea becomes an expected level of service. So now there's no element of surprise. The customer, as he walks in and he orders a cup of tea, he expects you to give him or her complimentary cookies with the tea. Now, suppose if after his 8th, 10th, or maybe 15th or 20th visit, because of some reason, maybe cost reasons, or because of unavailability of cookies, you don't serve complimentary cookies with tea, this will turn into a dissatisfier. What was first a delighter or an element of surprise, a wow factor for the customer and helped you create a differentiator, over time, it became an expected level of service. So now there was no change in customer happiness or satisfaction because now free cookies with tea was an expected level of service. And now when you don't serve that, it now becomes a dissatisfier. So customer expectations keep evolving and you need to keep improving to stay ahead and keep exceeding customer expectations to create brand loyalty, to enable repeat purchase, and to ensure customers are happy referring you to friends, family, and everyone else. Thank you very much.